B. I don't know. I guess it's around her, too. D. You say, do you feel like you want to go with it? B. I think I have to. I don't think I can get away now and run. Besides, it would just catch me if I did. I'm walking forward on the leaves, but it's like the light is making me do it. It's bright, and it makes me not able to see stuff. But it's okay. It's not hurting me. D. Tell me what happens. B. Well, we get up there and we go inside this little building. It's filled with light. I couldn't see it too well. It's about like a car. Bigger than a car, I guess. D. What kind of a shape? B. It's round, like half of a ball. D. How do you go in? B. Through one of the window things. They have a whole bunch of slots or window things that you can go in. D. Is it on the ground? B. No, it's not on the ground. It's above the ground. Sort of. It's low, but it's above the ground. You just sort of float up to the window-like thing and go in there. And then they put me to sleep. D. What did you see before they put you to sleep? B. Little people. They don't look very much like people. They look like little creatures. They're not much bigger than me. But they're nice. Might be make-believe friends. D. Could be. Can you see their faces? B. Little bug faces, except they're light. I mean, they're not dark like bugs. Kind of pinkish-grayish color skin, like 174, the custodians, little kid skin, but buggish look in faces. You know how bugs look ugly in the face? D. Do they have any hair? B. No. None of them have any hair. And they just make me go to sleep. D. Could you see what their eyes look like? B. They're great big round eyes, like black buttons or something. Great big ones. D. What about their nose and mouth? B. They don't have noses and mouths, much. Maybe. They're just kind of buggy faced. You know, they don't have features like we do. D. Did you notice anything about their bodies? B. Kind of ghosty like bodies. You know, I don't think they have legs. I think they just kind of float around. Maybe they have legs, but they're not legs like my legs. Their bodies and their arms and legs, too, are real skinny. I don't know how they can hold them up. That's why I said they kind of float. And it's all pinkish in here. The color, the light, is all pink. I guess it's pink for little girls. I don't know. D. That would make sense, wouldn't it? Could you see how many fingers they have? B. Oh, they have. Either three or four fingers. She held up her fingers, folded the little finger down and held it down with her other hand. Very childish gestures. B. They don't have a little finger. They have a thumb and two. No, there must be three up here. There's a boy in my school that's got six fingers. And these people just have four. Lester is his name. He's got six toes and six fingers. D. And these people just have three fingers and a thumb. So it can happen. Are these little people wearing any clothes? B. Nope. They don't wear clothes like animals don't wear clothes. Don't see anything, you know. Buried memories, 175. She said this kind of secretively. Was she referring to genitals? D. Do you see anything else in the room? You say the ears pink light? B. Yeah. Lots of lights everywhere. And lots of tables. Not a lot of tables. Some tables. Like the doctor's table. Like examining tables. And then there's another room. It's a little room. And it has these magnifying glass things on the other table in that other room. D. What do you mean, a magnifying glass? B. They look like those things that stick up in the air and then come back down. She was making hand motions, like the light bends. Not bends, it's got a crook in it. It goes up and then it comes back down. And they can shine it wherever they want to. D. Oh, yeah, you mean they can move it around. A big light like doctors have? Yeah, and it magnifies? B. I think it does. It's in that other room. Over there. She swung her hand and arm out in one swift motion. To point to her left, where that other little table is. And the light is on the long stick thing that comes out of the wall. D. You said there are a lot of lights? Where are they?
B. They're in the walls. It's real shiny. It's like, you know where lights are hidden in a room, but it's still all lit up?
Well, it's real shiny and lit up, but I don't see where the lights are.
D. Like they're behind something, you mean?
B. Yeah, or they're just coming out of the walls, except in that other little room where that big crooked light is. It's where they examine you. There are tables in there, too. I don't know what they use those tables for, because they didn't ever put me on that table. Maybe they use that for grown-up people.
D. Does it look bigger?
B. Yeah. The tables are in a circle in the middle of the room. 176. The custodians, I asked her to explain.
B. Well, they're long tables. And then there's another one, and another one, and another one. Maybe they're not tables to examine on. Maybe it's some kind of boxes for something. They go all the way down to the floor. It's like solid, where you could put stuff in it. Like with drawers and stuff.
D. What do those tables look like they're made out of?
B. Stainless steel. Real shiny.
D. If they're in a circle, is there anything in the middle of the circle?
B. No. There's not anything in the middle. But you can walk in, and be in the middle of them, like between the tables.
D. Well, do you see anything else besides the tables?
B. I see the drawbridge.
D. What's that?
B. It's the thing out front that closes the door.
D. Is that what you came in on?
B. I guess so. It was already open when I came in. But I know it's out there, and they close it up.
D. Do you see anything else in that room?
B. Around the wall there's all these dials and knobs and stuff to turn and run the ship. They go all the way around in a circle. All of it looks like an airplane. It's too complicated for me. There's some stuff that looks, I mean, it doesn't look like a real TV set. It's not a box. It's like a panel or screen that you can see stuff on. They don't have them on. I imagine they do turn them on when they're flying around though. You know what I bet those things are in the middle? I bet they're beds for those little guys. I bet that's what that is. They probably sleep on the top, and keep all their stuff in the bottom of it.
D. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Well, is there anything else in there that you can see?
B. Nope. I'm ready to go, really.
D. What do you mean? Buried memories, 177.
B. I'm ready to leave. Ready to get out and go home.
D. Did you say they made you go to sleep?
B. They take me in that room. And I'm so sleepy I can't keep D. My eyes awake. And then by the time I get in there I don't remember. I'm just asleep.
What did they do to make you sleepy?
I think they shine those lights on me. It just makes me go to sleep.
Well, did you get up on the table by yourself?
No, they must have put me up there, because I was too asleep. I was like just floating up there. But they were sort of lifting me. And then I was just zonked out. I think the lights do it. The lights are real strange. They do all kinds of things. When you get in the light you can't go anywhere else. And then when it pulls you in, you have to go with it, cause you can't do anything else. And then inside, I know it was all pinkish. But still whitish, with kind of yellow pinkish in it. That's because it's so bright. It's like sunlight that's yellow pinkish. You know, not painted yellow pink. But it can make you go to sleep, or wake you up. It must be able to do all kinds of stuff.
D. But even if you went to sleep, you still remember, and you can tell me what happened when you were on the table.
B. Softly, they leaned over me. And they pulled that light down. And they showed it all over my body.
D. What were they looking at?
B. Childish, just to see what I was made out of. Then it was like it was in the bedroom when they crawl all over my bed.
D. Are these the same ones?
B. I don't think it's the same ones. They're lighter. Emotional, I think they're just looking, but I can't move. I can't talk.
D. That's all right. You can talk to me.
B. It's not like it's really hurting, but you can't move. It's sure scary. She was ready to cry,
and they touch me, but, 178. The custodians, that's not why I can't move. I can't move anyhow. It's like I'm frozen. D. Do you think it has something to do with that light? B. That light or that table? D. What does that table feel like? B. I don't feel it, cause I'm not really lying on it. I'm above it. It looks to me like it will be cold. But it's like I'm just lying there in the air. D. What are they doing as they look at you? B. They're making little noises. She made little chirping or high-pitched chattering noises, like they're just talking up a storm. The majority of cases report that the creatures communicate mentally or telepathically, and do not make any sounds. But a few, in this book and my book Legacy from the Stars, report a high-pitched, sometimes melodic, oral communication. D. Can you understand them? B. No. She made some more of the chirping sounds, just like little ants. Little busy ants. D. That's a funny way to talk, isn't it? What else do they do? B. Nothing. They got through, and they put that light back up in the wall. It fits up in the wall somehow. Her voice was not as upset now. As though as soon as they finished she calmed down. B. It was like they were all around me. You know, it's like being suffocated. D. Why are they that close? B. They're looking. I think they're looking all the way through me. D. All the way through Finn? Do you think they can do that? B. With those lights they can. Yeah. All the way through. That's why I'm not on the table, so they can do it underneath, too. They can do that with the light. Then, buried memories, 179, they were starting to back away. And it was like I was in this pink sleep. And I was coming off the table area and back down. Hand motions D, floaty like that? B, yeah. But then upright. Then kind of carried in this light back into the other room. And then I left. D, did he just walk out the door? B, yeah. Walked down the ramp. And I was back down in the woods. D, I wonder why they were doing all that? B, I don't think I can wonder too much. They do all this little gibberish. The only time they talked was when they were examining my body, so I think it had something to do with that. But it's like they make you numb, and you can't think too much, or wonder too much. Especially when you're little, because they're bigger than I am. But if that was a grown person, they wouldn't be bigger. D. They didn't look very strong, but yet you think they picked you up. B. The lights did it. D. Well, is this the first time you've been to that place? B. No. But that's the first time I've gone there from the woods. The other times they just came and got me out of my bed. D. Then this place is familiar to you? Yeah, well, do you know if Patricia was still with you? B. I don't remember Patricia till we were running out of the woods. But that room was not very big. I don't know where she could have been. I didn't see her. But those lights do all kinds of stuff. So it puzzled, she could have been there and I didn't see her. D. But did you wake up when you went outside? B. I remember walking down the ramp, and being in the woods. And then I don't remember anything for a few minutes. And then Patricia and I were running out of the woods giggling. D. What happened to that big light that looked like half a circle? 180. The custodians. B. I don't know. We left it back in the woods. D. But you said they'd come in your room and get you? B. That was scary. I didn't like that at all. Sometimes they do it in my room, and just scare me to death. Other times they take me out of my room. D. How do they do that? B. Out through the window. D. Carry you out through the window? B. Aggravated, they don't have to carry me. That light just takes you. It's like being on an escalator, except it's all light. D. Is the window open when they do this? B. It doesn't matter whether it's open or not. If it's not open, we just go through it. D. That's like magic, isn't it? B. They're magic. D. Well, do you think if somebody were to come in the room when you were gone, would they see you in the bed? B. They wouldn't let anybody come in. They don't ever get caught. I think they make time stand still, I think that's what they do.
D. Did they always look alike?
B. No. There are some others that look a little different. They look like caterpillar bodies with arms and legs.
D. Do you mean long and thin?
B. Bumpy bodies. You know how caterpillars have bumps on their backs?
D. Yeah, like ridges?
B. Yeah. Those guys are just messengers.
I know they are.
D. The bumpy people? What makes you think they're messengers?
B. The only time I see them is when they're taking me from my bed on this light to this room, and then they're gone. That's the only time I ever see them.
And they talk to me. They don't talk with their mouths. It's like they're nurses. You know how a nurse takes care of you when you're buried memories, 181, walking down the hall? That's how they do. And I think that's all they do.
D. What do they say to you?
B. How are you today?
They don't say it. They just think it, and you know they're thinking it. And it's like they're being nice, because they know they have to take you there.
This type has also been reported in other cases, for instance, in my book Keepers of the Garden. It is interesting that they call it a nurse because of the caring feeling about them, while the others are cold, distracted and often disinterested. The subjects say this nurse type has a feminine feeling about it, although there is nothing to indicate sex.
D. What kind of faces do those people have?
B. They're like the other people, but they're darker and coarser. They're not as smooth.
They're not as refined.
D. Are their faces bumpy, too?
No. What kind of eyes do they have?
B. They have great big black eyes, too.
D. It is just their skin that is different?
B. Well, I think they're fatter, too.
D. Do they have any hair?
B. No, not any hair, but kind of like when you're just getting a beard. It's all over their bodies, just little short stiff hairs. Not very close together, just here and there on their little brownish colored bodies.
D. Rough, bumpy bodies.
B. Real rough skin.
Not like cow skin neither. Maybe more like pig skin. I think they're some kind of workers.
D. None of these people wear clothes, do they?
B. No, no. They don't have to.
D. Well, how do they bring you back to your room?
B. I don't know. I always just wake up and I'm there. I guess they bring me back the same way, but see, by then I'm asleep.
182. The custodians.
D. Well, do these people do the same thing with that light on that table every time you go there?
B. I don't guess it's always the same thing. Sometimes they mess with my hair. They take pieces of it, and they take some of my blood.
D. How do they do that?
B. They just zap it out. You know how you suck through a straw?
Well, this was a little tinier. They wouldn't suck it or use a needle or anything. They just made the blood come up in a little stream for them to get it right through your skin. I couldn't see an instrument. I didn't think they had one.
D. If the blood came out through your skin, where would it go?
B. Into some little thing.
A little jar.
Hand motions, and they took some of my pee-pee. They just got down there with a jar and just did it.
D. They know how to do all kinds of things, don't they?
Yeah, I wonder why they keep doing that.
B. I guess they're trying to find out more stuff.
They don't keep me very long.
I guess they don't want my parents to know, or anybody else either, because nobody seems to know about them.
You don't talk about them.
I don't talk about them.
It's like that's just over there somewhere.
D. It's separate from you, you mean?
B. Yes. And so they don't keep me very long, because if they did they'd probably get found out.
Maybe they're not getting it all done at one time, is what I'm thinking.
Since they don't keep me very long, maybe they keep bringing me back to do something else.
D. That makes sense. But the main thing, they're not hurting you, are they?
B. They're not hurting me, but I don't like it when they get me on that table-like thing and then they're all over me.
D. Yeah, and you can't move.
That would be a little scary.
I guess they've got reasons for what they're doing.
Buried memories, 183.
B. It's not any of my business. I think it's pretty tacky though, because they're sneaky about it. but it's like it's a whole other world. And they don't talk about that with this world. I don't know why. But that's just the way it is. D. Well, if I come to see you again, will you tell me some more things? B. I guess so. D. Because I'm interested and I like to talk to you. And I don't tell anybody else. There's no way I'd get you in trouble. B. You know, I don't much think you'd get me in trouble anymore. I don't think they're even coming around anymore. Her voice was now more mature. She had apparently left the child behind. When Beverly awakened, the only thing she remembered about this session was something about the desert and a pinkish light. That was all. Because a terrible storm broke out before I could leave her house, I stayed and ate supper with Beverly. She wanted to hear part of the tape. As she listened, it was as though she was hearing it for the first time. She was dumbfounded. She had absolutely no memory of any of it, and kept saying she had to be making it up. We met again a few days later for another session. Because of the breakthrough in the last session, I wanted to concentrate on her UFO experiences. I wanted to find out about the time in Houston when she claimed she heard a spacecraft in her backyard, but instead of getting up to investigate, she went back to sleep. She was also aggravated because her husband did not wake up. When she was in trance, I told her to go back to sometime in the years 1973 to 1975 when she was living in Houston, Texas. I asked her to return to the night when she had the unusual experience of hearing a noise in her backyard. When I counted her, she returned automatically to that night. The year was 1974, and she was getting ready for bed. 184. The custodians. B. We have a really big bathroom that opens into the bedroom. An archway. D. And now you've gone to bed. Did you go to sleep right away? Yeah. Did you sleep all night long? B. No. Somebody came into my bedroom. D. Someone you knew? B. No. It was a figure. It was almost ghost-like. It was big, tall. I think it was a male figure. And it was willowy. D. What do you mean by willowy? B. Like it could wave in the wind. It was almost like see-through. D. Like it didn't have much substance to it? B. Yeah. Tall. Whitish looking. Almost like a ghost, but it wasn't a ghost. Grayish white. And it seemed to just hover in the doorway inside the room. D. Then what happened? B. I just laid there and looked at it. It came into the room, between that doorway and the closet door. I know it was closer to the bed. Pause, and I was scared. D. Yes, I think you would be. You weren't expecting that. Then what happened? B. I don't know. Just. Sigh, I know there's something in the yard. D. How do you know that? B. It has a light. It's like a glow. Something landed in the yard. With resignation. And I guess it's a spaceship, and it's glowing. D. What makes you think it's a spaceship? B. I just know it is. D. Couldn't it be a car or something? B. Not in the backyard. There's no way to get to it with a car. It's all fenced in with a high wooden privacy fence. D. Couldn't it be someone out there with a light or something? B. I don't think so. It's sitting low on the ground. I just see the glow through the. There are bamboo-type shades on the big triple window. Buried memories. 185. D. Does the light look very large? B. No. It's really very small. My backyard doesn't have any trees in it. We probably have the only backyard out here with no trees in it. We're thinking about putting a swimming pool in. D. Did you hear anything? B. I don't know if I heard anything outside. It's like when you know there's some sound, but you don't hear it with your ears. It probably was what roused me awake. And then I felt this thing in the room. It was on the opposite side of the bed from where I was sleeping. D. On your husband's side? B. Uh-huh. But he wasn't awake. D. What kind of a noise woke you up? B. It's like a high-powered drill, or a high-powered saw, or something like that, but not as heavy. It's a lighter sound than that. But it was the sound of spinning fast. This certainly sounded familiar. D. And you think that was what woke you up? B. I think so. I mean, it wasn't loud. It was like when you feel a presence and you know there's someone there. And it kind of startles you. D. So it wasn't the sound by itself, it was the sound and the feeling of a presence. B. Yeah. If that sound had been something else, that degree of loudness would not have normally woke me up. But there was a feeling that went with it. D. Do you think this was why your husband didn't hear it? B. Probably. He says he sleeps lighter than I do, but apparently he doesn't. D. But whenever you saw this figure, you also saw the light in the backyard about the same time? B. I think I was facing the doorway, so I saw the figure first. But I could tell behind me, where the window was, that there was a glow coming through the bamboo roll-ups. 186. The custodians. D. It couldn't have been the moon. B. It kind of showed through like a moon would, except it wasn't from way up high. It was like a concentrated light. You know how the moon gives light all over? D. Yeah. But I think it is interesting that you thought it was a spaceship. B. It was a spaceship. D. Well, what happened then? B. The figure was close to my husband's side, but it didn't bother him. It was there for me. I know that, because this has been going on a long time. D. It's not something new. Then what happened? B. I don't know. It just stops right there. I'm lying in the bed on my left side, and I'm facing the doorway looking at this figure, and knowing that this glow is out there in the backyard. It's just frozen right there. And it scares me. You know. Sigh, there's a feeling of fear inside me. D. That's why I think it's important that you look at it and find out what happened, then you won't have to be afraid of it anymore. Once we find out what happened, we can move past it and put it to rest. You're able to see it because your subconscious records everything, even though the body consciously doesn't remember. So something happened to block out the conscious mind right at that point. What happened? What did the figure do? B. The figure went around the foot of the bed and out the window. And I followed it. Nonchalantly, I walked right through the window. D. This is similar to what you used to do as a child, isn't it? B. I think that's why I feel scared about it. D. Why did it make you scared this time? B. I think it always makes me scared. The whole thing. You're not supposed to be able to go through windows. D. That's true. Well, do you think it's like a dream where you can do things like that? B. Maybe. Maybe my spirit's going out, and my physical body isn't. I don't know. Sigh, maybe they make me. Buried memories, 187, dematerialize? She was unsure of that word, and rematerialize. Maybe my body does go. D. Do you think if her husband woke up that he wouldn't see you in bed? B. He won't wake up. Contemplating, my body must go. If it didn't go, why would they care if nobody else woke up or came in there? They did it when I was a kid, you know, in my bedroom. And they do it in my bedroom here. My bedroom's way at the back end of the house. It's a beautiful bedroom, but I've always been scared in it. It's so far away from the rest of the house. D. Where did you go when you went out the window? B. Out in the yard. To a spaceship. It's a little bitty round. Well, not real little, it's big enough to get into. It must be something they send out. You know, there are bigger ones, this is a little one. And it's silver, and dome-shaped on the top, and it has this rim around the middle of the, not the middle, about three-quarters of the way down the dome, shape. And then it has a little belly underneath it. Not a fat belly, but a little shallow belly, on the bottom. The bottom isn't as much of a dome as the top is. The whole thing is only 3 or 4 feet tall. D. Where's the glow coming from? B. From that rim that sticks out. It's as if it's lined with something and it puts out a glow. D. Then what happens? B. We went up in the air and left. D. What was it like on the inside? B. It was little, and kind of cramped. I'm just supposed to go in and sit down, and they fly off. It's almost like a lounge chair. I don't mean a yard chair, I mean like a dentist's chair or something that you lie back in. D. Well, did the being come in with you? B. Surprised, I think he's too tall to be in here, unless he...